Arta studied SANRAL's financial report for 2024 and finds it quite interesting, to say the least, when it comes to the creative accounting we see with restated financial revenue figures for the Gauteng tolling system, up by tenfold on last year's actual collections and this year as well. And yet they go and write that off in the impairments within the costs sector. But more importantly and more worryingly is the are the other issues around restated salary bills, the high increase in the directors' emoluments for 2024, massive increases in the costs of marketing and communications, when we know Arta has requested through the PIA process information relating to dubious spending in this area, and yet SANRAL for years has just done nothing to provide us with this information. We see a big increase, 29% in the asset values of their roads, when there's no corresponding increase in the actual road length or the amount of new roads built. So, you know, there's too many questions. And then you see this overreach by the board. You see decisions made by them, which should be done in the operational level. Many board meetings compared to the prior years. So this is overreach as far as we're concerned. And I guess in a state-owned entity of this nature that has so much to do with the ability to develop the economy of this country, to have so many questions around their financial conduct and misconduct is a serious concern for every citizen.